Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. And I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I am Joshua Lugowski. I am 33 years old. I'm from Leduc, Alberta.
Leduc, Alberta. So that's not too far away from here.
Yeah, not too bad. It's actually a closer drive than I remember.
Yeah, so you knew about Fort McMurray growing up then.
I actually used to play against Fort McMurray quite a bit. I used to play for the Saints. So,
okay, what
I know what it's all about up here.
What was it like for you as a youth coming into this place to play?
Oh, I think it's definitely changed quite a bit. The environments from back when I was playing to now, it used to be pretty hostile.
Yeah.
And I used to enjoy that. So, yeah. Used to kind of thrive off of it, but...
So, I've never actually spoken to somebody who is from another team.
No bagel, hey?
Like, so I'm fascinated about this. You say it's a hostile environment. Like, what do you mean? Were people from Fort McMurray, when you were coming in, just, like, going nuts at you?
Yeah, fans?
Like, please elaborate.
It was, there would always be a sold-out barn. They were extremely aggressive behind the bench, pounding on the glass relentlessly.
Yeah.
I remember one time our coach called a timeout, and he wanted to give it to us, but it was too loud. We couldn't hear a word he was saying.
Yeah.
And so we ended up just sitting there for the 30-second timeout, just looking at us.
That's wild. So when you play other places, like, do the fans show up? Because they show up here. And like growing, like you, everybody came to the Barons games, but I've had the opportunity to go to different games across Alberta and Canada, and it's not always the same.
No. Yeah, it depends on when you catch them at. Like, if you catch a team that's having good success, like we were back then, then especially towards the back end, the stretch run to the championships, then the fans start to really, really pour in, and you get a whole bunch, a variety of people as well.
So when you're playing and you're hearing all this noise, when you're on the ice, are you hearing it? Are you tuning it out? Like, how is that affecting you?
I think I like to listen. I enjoy hearing the stupid comments, but I think anybody will tell you there's nothing better than quieting them down. So they can be hooting, hollering, and then when you leave with a win and it's just, you can hear a pin drop in the place, that's the best feeling.
Oh, that's so interesting that you say that. I heard that one time. I went to the Game 7 Conference Finals for LA-Chicago in Chicago. Went to triple overtime, and Chicago lost.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude,
I can imagine.
That, like, I am so happy I was there just to experience that feeling of just, like, pure pandemonium, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah. And I bet the only guys you could hear are the 20 that are on the ice.
Dude.
Only people in the whole big place.
I was in the nosebleed.
Yeah.
You couldn't get further than where I was. And you could hear everything that the players from LA were saying when they won. Like, word for word. That's how quiet. Think, like, a stadium of 40,000+. And now I can hear that person talking. Heartbreaking.
So, yeah. I mean, back to the Fort McMurray, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed if they'd be leaned over the bench yelling at you. It was just kind of fuel.
That's so cool. So now, fast forward a number of years later, you're playing for, or you're working with and helping these players move forward. What's that like? What kind of perspective are you able to give them?
I think there's quite a bit of perspective. You can sit back. You can definitely tell them how Fort McMurray has evolved, I think, for the better. It's a definitely more family-oriented community, and you have all these young kids here that are out supporting these guys, and they want their autographs taken and are given, and they want to meet the players. They idolize them to an extent, and I think the perspective that you give is that our guys definitely do appreciate that and give back when they can.
Yeah, what's that like for a player at this age? How do you prepare them for that?
I don't think you do. I think it's probably a pretty new experience for lots of them, but I think you want them to know that this is a privilege to be here. I think that maybe that helps them prepare them, and never think you're too good for anything or too good to go out and spend a couple minutes with that kid that's waiting outside for you.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe how you help them.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. So with you being so close, are you able to get home every once in a while?
I haven't too much. It's a pretty demanding schedule. Kind of hoping to this weekend, though. We get a long break here, so.
Nice.
So hoping to make a trip back.
That's awesome. So when you're at home, are your parents, are your friends cheering for this new team now? Or?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, they're all on board. My brother in particular is the most loyal hockey fan I've ever had, and he's out traveling the country to stay a part of it. Yep.
So that's wild.
He'll come out, meet us on the road. He'll come up here for the trips. Yeah, he's always involved.
Have you and your brother always been close?
We have, yeah. And honestly, selfishly, I was maybe a little hard on him when I was younger.
Yeah. Is he younger?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I didn't roll with his involvement and his excitement to be a part of it, but now definitely I'm very grateful for it. And anything he wants to do, anything he wants to be a part of, I'm all in for.
That's cool. So did he play hockey as well?
Yeah, not as much competitively. He didn't have that same fire that I guess I did.
Yeah. And where do you think that fire came from for you?
I don't know. I hate losing. hate losing, love winning.
Yeah.
And I also, when I was playing, I always had a drive. I always had a desire that I wanted to be the best out there every single time I came out.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes that flickers a little bit. You get injured and beat up. But even still, towards my back end days, I still felt that.
Yeah. Now, because I'm horrible at this, Tanner will tell you this. How do you play through the pain?
That one is tricky.
State of mind.
It is a state of mind, definitely. I know that when I needed to, back when we had won the championship, I'd actually needed a shoulder surgery. My shoulder was coming out about six times a game. How do you go through it? I think when you, to become a winner, when you win, you look back and you relish the hardships that you went through. It's not necessarily the lifting the trophy at the end. You look back on the journey. Mm. So the bumps and bruises, the pain and the hardship that you went through to get through where you wanted to be.
Yeah.
I think that kind of pulls you through with pain.
Pain is relative.
Yeah.
Nuts. That's wild. That's deep, though. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So we were chatting a little bit about TV with the last guy, and I saw you perk up for some of those names. You're like, oh, yeah. So what are you watching? What do you like to watch?
Honestly, I was a massive Game of Thrones fan. I was devastated with how they ended it. I like The Wire, HBO, Peaky Blinders, another one.
Yeah.
And I'm a big NFL guy. I like NFL football.
Okay, so who are you cheering for in the upcoming Super Bowl?
The upcoming? I got to go with the Chiefs. I am a Cowboys fan, so.
Okay, Cowboys. How old are you?
33.
Were the Cowboys? I'm 41. I'm trying to think if the Cowboys, because you missed like.
Their heyday was 90s.
I remember.
I was born, but wasn't really.
Yeah. So how did you gravitate to the Cowboys then?
I don't know. Maybe the. I joke about this, but maybe it's the show that they put on. I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the stadium, the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They got the whole package. I don't know. They like the jerseys. But it's definitely a hard organization to stay happy with, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying, especially like I'm trying to do the math on when you started to follow them.
Yeah,
like, you're a real fan.
I was a big Tony Romo fan. I really liked him. Thought he got a rough shake.
Yeah.
But I tell my brother that too. I said, you know what? You stick with them through the hard days, and the good days are going to mean a little more.
Yeah. I work for a company with all Texans. And to say football is a thing is an understatement. So they were all Cowboys fans. And then when the expansion team happened, like, we were all working together. And I was like, hey, how do you guys feel about the expansion team? And I'm not going to say what they said on camera. But, like, to say they were loyal to the Cowboys is an understatement.
Oh, definitely.
So you're a part of a group that really does, like, ride for their team.
I hope so. I don't want to be a bandwagon jumper. I do respect what great teams do. I respect, like, and it's hard. I know it's hard to like the Chiefs. It's hard to like the Patriots. Mm. But they keep coming back, playing through pain and doing it year after year.
Yeah.
So I respect that a lot. And I tend to cheer for them, I guess, if it's not my team at the end.
Yeah. Oh, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Sounds good. I don't know if he'll see this, but I will give a shout out to my son, Lincoln Wazowski. Love you, Lincoln.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.